I woke up in the middle of the night and Ernesto's question, "What is the one thing I can do?" came back to me. So I wanted to explore that more fully. All our experience is accompanied by the sense of ourself. The sense of being myself accompanies and pervades all experience. You always feel you are yourself. And this sense of always being myself is enshrined in common parlance. When somebody asks you, "How are you?" you say, "I am well." You don't say, "Well." You say, "I am well." If somebody asks you, "What are you doing?" you don't say, "Meditating." You say, "I am meditating." You don't say, "Having breakfast." You say, "I am having breakfast." You don't say, "Walking down the street." You say, "I am walking down the street." And so on. And this "I am" that is appended to every experience betrays our deep feeling that our self accompanies all experience. There is no experience that is not pervaded by our self, whatever that is. Right now you are having the feeling of being myself. Indeed, even if we could hear and speak while we were dreaming, or even while we were deeply asleep and somebody were to ask us what we were doing or what our experience is, we wouldn't just say "dreaming," we would say "I am dreaming." Even in deep sleep, we wouldn't say "sleeping deeply." We would say, "I am sleeping deeply." What does this... We know what sleeping deeply refers to. We know what dreaming refers to. We know what eating breakfast refers to. We know what walking down the street refers to. We know what talking to a friend refers to. We know what thinking refers to. We know what sadness refers to, and so on. But why do the words "I am" accompany everything we say about ourselves? What do they refer to? What do the words "I am" refer to? is the one thing you can do. Find that out. Everything that is added to the I am cannot be what we essentially are. I am not always thinking, but I always am. I am not always talking, but I always am. I'm not always walking down the street, but I always am. I'm not always meditating, but I always am. So, finding out what this I am refers to is more important than anything else, including meditating. Meditating is something we do, it is not what we are. So be more interested in knowing what this I am refers to than in anything else. How do we explore the I am? The same way we explore anything, by giving our full attention to it, completely immersing ourselves in it. Our conviction that I am comes from an experience. We don't guess that I am. We don't infer that I am. We know beyond any shadow of a doubt that I am. So our statement I am comes from the experience I am. What is that experience? Don't say, I don't know. If you didn't know, you would say, I am not, or I'm not sure, but you don't. You say, I am for certain. What experience gives you that certainty? Just immerse yourself in that. I want to give you an analogy to make this really clear. Imagine the space in this room were conscious or aware. And we were to ask the space in the room about itself. Tell us about yourself. And to begin with, it might respond, I am large. I am square. I am light. I am old. I am clean. I am full of people. I am tidy, and so on. It wouldn't answer large, light, square, old. It would answer, I am large. I am light. I am square. I am old, and so on. Now we know what the room would be referring to when it says, I am large. It's referring to the walls. We know what the room refers to when it says, I am light. It refers to the light. We know what the room refers to when it says, I'm full of people. It's referring to the people. But if we were to say to the space in the room, no, what are you referring to by the words, I am? Not the large walls, not the light, not the numerous people, but what are you referring to when you say, I am? I am accompanies the feeling of being large, light, square, old, clean, tidy, full of people, and so on. But what is the I am that you refer to in all these statements? And the space in the room would ponder for a while. Why do I say I am all the time? What does the I am refer to? It doesn't refer to the walls, to the light, to the people, and so on. It refers to myself, the space. And now the space begins to give its attention to itself alone, not to the walls, not to the light, not to the people. From what experience do I derive? What experience enables me to say, I am? It is my experience of myself. The space's experience of itself. Prior to and independent of its qualification by the walls, the light, the people, and so on. What is the space's pure experience of itself? It's exactly the same. When we say, I am thinking, I am walking, I am cold, I am tired, and so on. That's like referring to the walls, the light, the people, and so on. But what is your experience of yourself? The experience from which you derive the certainty, I am. What is its nature? It's like the space giving all its attention to itself. What is my nature? Am I really defined by the walls, the light, the people, the age, and so on? So we give our attention to ourself. We immerse ourselves in the experience from which we derive the certainty, I am. Is that experience really qualified by thoughts, feelings, sensations, perceptions, activities, relationships? Or is it just the pure experience of being, unqualified? shining with the knowing of itself. as the space in this room, the space that seems to be in this room, abides in itself, giving its love and attention to itself alone. Two things may happen. One, it suddenly recognizes that it is not and never has been limited to, contained within, or generated by the four walls of this room, but is already and always the vast space of the universe, in which everything exists, out of which everything arises, and into which everything vanishes. Or it is gradually divested of the limitations that seemed to qualify it, the limitations of the walls, the light, the people, and so on. And as it is gradually divested of all these elements of its experience with which it associated or identified itself, it begins to feel that it expands. And what was previously outside of it, the buildings, the fields, the trees, everything outside this room, it increasingly feels that all of these are inside it, within it, pervaded by it, made of it. It's exactly the same with us. As we give our love and attention exclusively to ourself, there are two possibilities. One, that we suddenly recognize what I essentially am is ever-present, unchanging, unlimited, self-knowing. Or, more commonly, our sense of ourself is gradually divested of all the elements of experience with which we previously associated or identified ourself with. And as a result, there is this feeling of expansion, loss of limitations. We now feel that everyone and everything that we previously felt were outside of ourself are now contained within ourself. We are not the vast space in which everything arises. We are the infinite being in which everything moves and lives and has its apparent existence. We are the self of all selves, the identity of all things, the amness of all selves, the isness of all things. we are that, out of which everything emerges, in which everything exists, and into which everything vanishes. Infinite, aware being, God's being, the only being there is. That shines brightly in us at all times and under all circumstances as the knowledge I am. Thank you.